thoughts on 1 Peter. 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 6. The argument. The argument? Yes, the argument. I don't mean a row. I mean something being worked out, reasoned out. Peter is reasoning here. Paul reasons when he writes. They don't just write vague, sentimental, isolated, emotional statements or whatever you might like to call it. It's a reasoned argument. And what Peter is doing here is reasoning with believers, arguing with them about their progress of sanctification. And it's all centered on Christ, building on Christ, the living stone. They, as living stones, are built on him. And growing in that experience together as a temple, they, believers, exercise the mutual priesthood of all believers. And Peter hasn't finished. He's driving it home. He's hammering the nail in. As Spurgeon says, you hammer it in and cleat it over. You bend it over. You clinch it over so it can come out. See how he argues here. For, verse 6. That's an argumentative word. It's small, but it's a powerful word. When I taught mathematics, I was always talking about therefore and consider. Because of this, on the basis of this, it follows that. Because x equals 2, then 2x equals 4, or whatever it might be. It's a reasoned argument. And again, the word see, for in Scripture, it says, and he goes to Scripture. Christ is the stone. Christ built, coming from Scripture. The scriptural Christ. Not the Christ of Christendom, not the Christ of the emotions, not the Christ of the pop singers, or whatever it might be, the equivalent in the evangelical world, but the Christ of Scriptures. For in Scripture it says, and he quotes Isaiah 28, verse 16, see, says God, there's another argumentative word. See, I lay in a stone in Zion, a chosen and precious cornerstone, and the one who trusts in him will never be put to shame. The Scripture is forcing home what Peter is teaching here. The stone, chosen, precious, the precious Christ, laid, set down, fixed, established, firm, secure, built there, placed there, immovable. There is only one foundation, is it to 1 Corinthians 3, verse 11. There's no other foundation. This is the stone, Christ the rock. It's not Peter. It's not the popery business. It's Christ. Christ is the ground, is the root. He's the anchor. He's the stone. And the promise is here. A wonderful promise. It's a fact. And God sets it out through Peter as a promise. The one who trusts in him, the individual. We trust individually, but once we're in Christ, then we're in this mutual priesthood in the temple of all believers. We're not there just to observe a man doing the performance. We are there to engage in mutual spiritual priesthood together. And how do we come into all this? The one who trusts in Christ, builds on him, relies upon him. This is the argument. He will never be confounded. He will never be disappointed. He will never fall short. He will never fail. He will never miss the target. Whatever is laid up for this child of God is his. That's the word for believers here. Not to fill their heads simply with doctrine, but to encourage a practical working out of the mutual priesthood of all believers. So little of it is done in the Christendom churches. May God bring back the ecclesia with all this living vitality of Christ at the center, Christ at the bottom, and the believers built upon him and mutually edifying one another to the glory of God. An unbeliever, here is a wonderful promise for you. Whoever trusts in Christ will never be put to shame. And I'll tell you this, whoever does not put trust in Christ, whoever does not rely upon him will know nothing but shame and misery and wretchedness. Oh, flee to him now, while there is yet time. Call upon him now. Build upon him and be built into this holy temple in the Lord and share in all this privilege with God's people, all drawn upon God, laying this stone, this rich, precious, fixed, stable stone. This is what God has done. This is sovereign grace in action. call upon the name of the Lord. Salvation, O my soul, rejoice against me. Salvation is of God. Or as Jonah said, salvation is of the Lord. May we prove it so in our lives. Amen.